Time for another great podcast from ICRT. But first, a message from one of our outstanding partners. Don't forget, more information and fun on the ICRT app or at icrt.com.tw. ICRT, listen with the world.
现在
给你个机会，
跟上。
ICRT 推出的高中英语听力测验平台，可以照自己的时间和速度练习哦。快上 ICRT 官网或搜寻 English.ICRT.TW。
ICRT supports you， 英听九四皇。
Hi, this is English in the News. I haven't talked to you for quite a while. Okay, now finally after the 4-day holiday, I'm now getting down to English in the News. Today we're going to talk about the phrase fly by the seat of your pants.
用你的长裤的臀部的部分来飞行。那这个片语是什么意思呢？它是随机应变，或者是就纯粹凭感觉来做事。这个叫做 fly by the seat of your pants。
Now the English dictionary has this definition, to pilot a plane by feel and instinct rather than by instruments.
所以可以看得出来，这个片语其实来自飞行。它在最开始的时候的意思是讲说凭着感觉来飞行，凭着你的直觉 instinct 来飞，来操纵飞机，而不要依赖 instruments， 不要依赖仪器。那它引申出来的意思就是 to proceed or work by feel or instinct without formal guidelines or experience。
所以它引申出来的意思就是用直觉或者是凭着感觉来做事情，而没有任何别人的指示或者是原先的经验，通通不依赖那些，而且是完全照自己的感觉来做事的。这个叫做 fly by the seat of your pants。 We have two examples of how this phrase is used in English. The first one is from CNN, and of course it has something to do with the US President Donald Trump.Here it says, just hours after North Korea's failed missile test, a ranking member of the House Foreign Affairs Committee voiced concern over the ways in which President Donald Trump responds to such challenges from foreign adversaries. The president seems to go back and forth. It's kind of fly by the seat of your pants, said Representative Elliot Engel.
这是在今年四月发生北韩再度试射飞弹的时候，美国总统的一些反应。美国众议员 Elliot Engel 这个众议员他就对川普总统的反应做出了一些评论，主要就是在讲 The president seems to go back and forth， 这总统的立场似乎摇摆不定，就好像他是完全是在凭感觉做事，根本心里没有计划或者是没有一个战略，所以他会讲说 It's kind of fly by the seatOf your pants. 那前面这一部分 just hours after North Korea 在北韩的失败的那一次，就在四月的时候失败的那一次试射飞弹之后几个钟头，美国众议院外交委员会的里面一个资深议员，就是这一位 Engel 先生，他就对川普总统回应北韩的这近乎挑战这个动作表达了关切，他觉得美国总统似乎应该有更坚定的立场。
The other example is more recent. It's in August 31st this year from BBC. Newsreader Martin Lewis recalls the day he broke the news of Princess Diana's death. 20 years after the People's Princess died, the BBC news anchor recalls the adrenaline and nerves that filled the unscripted live broadcast.
这是在戴妃死了之后20年，也就是今年的8月31号的时候，那BBC 的主播 Martin Lewis 这个人，他出来追忆当时的状况，当时在这个新闻刚刚爆发，这当然是全球最大的新闻，在那一天，在刚刚爆发的时候 ，BBC 就立刻开辟了专题报道。那这因为当时所知道的资讯非常的少，所以这一位主播几乎是完全 fly。By the seat of his pants， 几乎是完全按照感觉行事，完全没有脚本，也没有什么已经说好的一个计划，他就是拿到什么东西就立刻讲。他20年之后，他回忆起来，仍然觉得那一次的新闻报道惊心动魄。所以我们来看它里面的内容。我们刚刚讲的是这一个新闻的标题，就是这一则报道的标题。那现在它是内文是这样说的。 We went on the air with very little information, desperate to find out more. Every few minutes, there would be the calm voice of the producer in my ear, saying who I needed to interview next. It's unlike anything I've ever done in that it was a 6.5-hour stint, which we just couldn't plan at all. There was no script for the first few hours. We had to fly by the seat of our pants. In a peculiar way, it wasn't like a news program. It was like imparting the news of bereavement to the British family. There was a dark gray suit, white shirt, and black tie for all the newscasters hanging up in the wardrobe at the BBC for occasions like this.
他说的是他们根本就没有任何消息 就已经开始播报了，这特别节目已经开始了。那所有的在做这个新闻报道，不管是主播还是制作人，都非常的着急的想要多知道一点。制作人呢是用耳机通知他说下一个主持人下一个要访问的来宾是谁。通常在制作像这样子的新闻节目，事先应该全部都已经安排好了，要受访者以及播报的内容应该事先都做好计划。但是在这个突发新闻中的时候，他们没有办法这样子做计划。那这一段6个半小时特别节目跟这个主播就是 Martin Lewis 他以前做过任何报道都不一样，完全没有办法事先 来做计划。前面几个钟头都没有脚本，他只能随机应变，就是只能 fly by the seat of our pants。那主播回顾起来讲说，他觉得这其实根本不像新闻节目，更像去向英国家庭报丧。他们并且每个主播都还照着他们英国的习俗，都要穿着深灰色西装，然后白衬衫黑领带。这是在他们BBC 就是英国广播公司新闻部的衣柜里面都已经准备好的，早就已经在那里。那需要报道像这一类的新闻的时候，主播都会换上这样子的服装。
And that's how fly by the seat of one's pants is used in English news. I definitely hope that most of our programs are not done this way, that we don't need to fly by the seat of our pants. You can find this segment in our ICRT's news blog as well with photos and the script, which I believe will help you understand more how the phrase is used.Thank you very much for tuning to ICRT's podcast, English in the News. This is Jane Lee.